Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I never was captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day. Baby, on the night you said you would.
33 half the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Molly Page, the news sage, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, into this interview that Rachel Dolezal has given on the NBC Today show. You'll remember that she's been accused of pretending to be black when she's actually white. She decided that she wanted to be able to tell her story. Now we have, this is going to be on the Today Show, the Tonight Show.
It's going to be everywhere. And the story out today, by the way, is that the smoking gun uncovered a lawsuit that she filed against Howard University back in 2002. Yeah. And she had sued the school for discriminating against her because she was white. Mm. And she lost the suit. She had to pay $2,700 back to cover the university's fees.
Good.
But at that point, it was somewhere between there and now, she became a black woman who was the president of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP.
So, Richie,
which she resigned from,
goes on the Today Show. She was forced out. She didn't resign because she wanted to.
Right.
And so now, what kind of questions are being asked and what kind of answers
Matt Lauer here asks her. He talked to her and then he also talked to her parents. And he asked her whether she identified as black or white.
Are you an African-American woman?
I identify as black.
You identify as black. Let me put a picture up of you in your early 20s, though. Mm-hmm. And when you see this picture, is this an African-American woman? Or is that a Caucasian woman?
I'm not in my early 20s, but I would say that visibly she would be identified as white by people who see her.
But at the time, were you identifying yourself as African-American?
In that picture, during that time, no.
All right. So what other questions does
the parents on, and Savannah Guthrie asks about some of her false claims.
Some of these claims she reportedly has made over the years are pretty dramatic, that she was born in a teepee, had to use bows and arrows to hunt for foods as a child, that she lived in South Africa. I mean, what's the motive for making such claims, assuming those aren't true?
Those are all false claims. I think Rachel has tried to damage her biological family, and those kind of claims, as false as they were, seem to serve her purposes in her mind.
Why? Why in the world would you
I don't know.
I mean, that's pretty outlandish. I mean, how do you describe your experience in a teepee? Killing things with bows and arrows. I mean, come on.
So apparently there's something wrong. There's something mentally right here. And so now we get to the real point of where I am coming from. We've talked about this off and on now, and I'm wondering to what purpose. So she gets the news media's all over the place. Okay, she pretended to be this, or she said she was that, and she's falsified all kinds of stuff. So what we have here is a sad case of a woman who is imbalanced, and the news media is all over this, attacking her. You know, there's a point at which dignity and perhaps some sort of decorum needs to be put into place. What the hell business is it of mine or yours or anybody else's what's going on with this woman? Okay, so she made some claims. She made herself look foolish. Her family is embarrassed. This should be something that they're trying to take care of with her. If she's not willing or able to, I suppose that's one thing. But still, does she deserve to have all this national ridicule? I don't get it. I don't see it.
I feel sorry for her.
I think
she's a sick woman.
Something's going on.
Of course there is.
And the NAACP doesn't care that she's white. They're like, we don't care. We can use all the help we can get.
Yeah.
But if you're not honest with us, that's another thing.
Okay, but why is that my business whether she's honest with me or not? I don't care.
Well, she's committed fraud.
Okay, so how does that affect me and you?
That's where she broke the law.
Anybody else?
No, but that's where she broke the law.
What law did she break?
She took advantage of programs that were set up for African-American people.
Okay, so she needs to be somehow or other, that needs to be be reckoned with.
But we can say pretty easily that she is a sick woman, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's so easy to say.
But can we say the same thing about Bruce? Don't call me or call me Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, that's but that's where the comparison is coming in. I think from time to time,
because both are identifying as something that they are not biologically.
But he hasn't lied about anything, has he? He hasn't put up
the transgender
only for 25 years.
And by the way, he wants
like
the attention because he's going to make 25. I mean, he's going to probably make $300 million out of it by the time all of it's done. Is this woman going to make money? She's going to tell a story.
Well, I don't know. Who knows?
I'm sure.
But I'm just
will.
Pointing out the hypocrisy here that we can call this woman sick, but we cannot call Bruce Jenner sick.
I don't think he is.
Well, and the transgender crowd is getting very upset and says it's cheapening Caitlyn Jenner's story by calling her transracial.
Mm-hmm. This woman transracial.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
It's just a new term. Now, all of a sudden,
it's new. I identify as Japanese today, Dougie.
Yep.
So, you know.
Okay, so you're a trans Asian then.
Also.
Yes, you are.
All right. So, we leave anything
that
out of this model?
Right there for you, Richie.
We got it taken care of.
No, I think you guys covered it.
Yeah.
Well, you can say something. It's okay.
No, maybe she feels like I do. I don't like all of this attention being
given. It's a weird story. It's hard to wrap your head around
story.
A little bit.
You know? And you know what? And the guys and women who do talk radio, the people that I was around all last Friday, most of them will take this and they'll make her a punching bag and they'll make fun of her and do stupid stuff around it, when in fact it's a tragedy.
But you see this a lot. I mean, we see, you know, how many, just last year we had the story where military personnel were going out busting people who were pretending to be military personnel with all of their honors. And people who pretend to be police, people who pretend to be something they're not or want to be something that they're not. So they assume that identity, and it's just, you know.
All right, let's have some good news here.
It's about time.
There is some good news for those of us who love chocolate. More good news, actually. There have been a number of stories about chocolate in this past year. The best ingredient for almost anything. The other night we had little vanilla ice cream. It wasn't an Eskimo pie. It was something else. It was like an Eskimo pie on a stick. The chocolate on top of the vanilla ice cream. And there's something about the chocolate so enhancing the flavor of that. It was decent vanilla ice cream, but it had a different... It felt different eating it with that chocolate on it. Chocolate is something that really is special. Chocolate's been around for 3,000 years. Most chocolate consumed in the form of candy. There is debate among scientists as to what it's doing to our health. Too much of something that is so full of calories, we would think bad, right?
Aha! Too much of anything is bad except for love.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's true. I love chocolate. So what does that mean?
Oh, you're doomed.
I am, apparently.
Yeah.
A surprising number of studies have found that dark chocolate can reduce the risk of death from heart attack, decrease blood pressure, help those with chronic fatigue syndrome. I don't like dark chocolate, though. Dark chocolate is good. The milk chocolate is what is not particularly good for you. So here's a question for those of you. Richie, you like chocolate. Jenna, who doesn't like chocolate? Do you know anybody who doesn't like chocolate?
No.
I don't know.
A couple of people, and
really?
I think they're from some other planet or something.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So at what point, to follow Molly's path, is it too much? How do we determine that? There was a study involving 25,000 people. Found the answer to how much chocolate can be a good thing or not for you.
Per day or per year?
This is people who ate 100 grams of chocolate a day in the form of everything from a Mars Three Musketeers bar to drinking hot cocoa. These people, on average, had lower heart disease and stroke risk than those who did not consume as much chocolate as they did. So... the only thing it does is affect your weight because of the sugar content. By the way, 100 grams is like 2 Hershey's chocolate bars, or maybe 5 Godiva truffles if you're into that. So 5 of those a day, and you are going to live, according to this study anyway. Men who consume 3,000 calories a day ought to have more chocolate than women. Okay, there it is.
Notice the women are quiet on that one.
Yeah.
All right, exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm looking at this study from the School of Medicine at the University of Aberdeen, and that's over in Scotland. Study also noted that more of the participants in the study ate milk chocolate versus dark chocolate, and that goes back to my argument earlier on, or what I said, what the argument's been, is that dark chocolate is supposed to be better than milk chocolate.
Well, milk chocolate, I think, has more sugar.
Yeah, it does.
It's sweeter, and dark chocolate has more of the things that are good for you.
Yes.
So I could do a half a big bar of dark chocolate a day.
Really?
And you need less when you have dark chocolate.
You know what dark chocolate is good, Doug? Try it with this. When you get into like a trail mix, so it's not eating it by itself with that strong, bitter taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, cut it, Doug, because otherwise it's a gateway drug. Mm.
Okay.
I like it.
I remember that. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know how to raise a high-achieving kid? I mean, no doubt you want your child to do well in this lifetime, and no doubt you want them to achieve, excel, even surpass what you've achieved. So how do you do it? Here's the science of it. Achieving boys had very nurturing fathers during the first 10 years of life. These fathers cuddled, roughhoused, and comforted them. Then they pulled back when the teen years hit. Girls had fathers who supported athletics and remained emotionally close during their teens, but never pulled back. What's the cheap psychological trick? Nurturing fathers produce achieving children, and there's no need to pull back from girls or boys when they hit their teenage years. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may have read one of his books or seen the movie version, but this famous writer almost threw it all away.
In college, he met the love of his life and married her, sold his first short story, and earned a degree.
But he couldn't find a job, so he eked out a living working in an industrial laundry. Every evening and weekend, he wrote.
But he became so frustrated with one story, he threw the whole manuscript into the garbage can. When his wife saw it, she pulled it out and encouraged him to finish it. He did, but not as a short story. Carrie became Stephen King's first published novel.
What projects have you started? Give them a second look. You may scare up some big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was an amazing dual threat. His 16,532 rushing and receiving yards are ninth all-time. He led the Bills to four straight Super Bowls, but never won a ring.
Here's Kelly shotgunning, a running Clay Thurman. Thomas breaks it at the 25, still on his feet at the 20, gets down to the 15, the 10, the 5, and scores!
So where is Thurman Thomas now? Thurman's active with the Republican Party, but has denied rumors of him running for Congress. He does run Thurman Thomas Sports Training near Buffalo, New York, as well as Thurman Thomas Global Energy, which helps make customers energy efficient and lowers their gas and electric rates.
Here is Thurman Thomas. He breaks through at the 5. Touchdown!
Thurman Thomas still scoring. At the bank, that is. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Battle of the Block is a strategy game that will cost you a dollar and insult your intelligence. It's blackjack, but it's a big mess. Battle of the Block. Struck out.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Molly Page, the news sage, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug, going to England now for the story of Alan Nash, who's known as Nasty Nash. He's been exercising his toes for years. He gets into the ring and is a competitor in the toe wrestling championship of the world. This is something that happens every year in Northern England, the World Championship of Toe Wrestling. Male and female fighters.
Can you fight each other, by the way? Is it a fair fight, male and female toes?
How do you do toe wrestling?
Toe wrestling goes back to 1976, Richard, when a pub sought to find a new sport for Brits to be important. They wanted to dominate a sport.
Somehow I knew alcohol was involved in this.
Had to be.
I know.
How odd.
Really? You think so, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was invented by a pub.
Taking all of your, you take off your shoes and socks, and you get in there. By the way, the champion this year is, let's see, there were two people. Michael Grimmett, known as Grimbo, was beaten by this fellow, Nash. This is the 12th time there's been a title. On the women's side, a competitor known as Tippy Toe took the title. How about that? Tracy Tippy Toe is the female champion. I want to see what her toes look like. Don't you? Enough of that silly stuff. Back now to
I've got it on YouTube.
Have you? How's
yes.
it look?
It's,
gross?
Oh, wait. We got to sit through an advertisement.
Yeah.
It, well, their toes are manicured.
Really?
That's good. So they've got that going for them.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting for... All right. That's
I think we made the point. All right, Richie, car talk time.
Ooh, okay.
State of Massachusetts is looking into... There are discussions going on right now on whether or not driver's licenses ought to be issued to undocumented immigrants. There is a bill
Here's an idea. No.
Yeah. I'm with her.
Do we have that in California, Jennifer?
Yes. Yes. Of course we do.
So here we are in these two crazy states that I live in.
It's ridiculous. There's been over a million driver's licenses given to undocumented people, and the lines at the DMV have gone up exponentially, and it's just, it's a mess. Mm-hmm.
Well, I will tell you that this is something that has a lot of people in Massachusetts pretty upset, as well they ought to be. This is becoming more asinine every day, frankly. New companies trying to make more noise. I thought about this the other day when I was in New York. I had a brand new Mercedes 550, and somehow he did something to soup it up so that when he took off out of the parking garage, it was like he was a 14-year-old kid screeching out. It was all souped up, and you could hear the rum, 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 rum. And this is a new thing, Richie. A lot of people are redesigning their cars so they make more noise, or the companies that are building them are putting special packages together so you can have... I mean, that's noise pollution. It should be outlawed.
Oh, no. You hear my 67 Bronco coming down the road? It's music, baby.
BMWs, Mercedes. Good God.
It's music.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
If only America was more obnoxious.
Wait a second.